This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we're going to discuss the best teams in the NFL during the 1970s. Now, if you weren't around to watch the NFL during the 1970s, what you have to understand is that there wasn't a lot of parity at that time. Basically, there was seven teams that pretty much dominated the NFL during the 1970s. And actually, out of those seven teams, three of them never even made it to a Super Bowl. But they were consistent. All seven of these teams consistently won year after year. They were consistent, going to the playoffs, and just very consistent, pretty much dominated the league, these seven teams. So there really wasn't a lot of parity like you see today. So we will begin with the number one team. And as a Cowboys fan, it's hard for me to say this, but the Pittsburgh Steelers were the best team of the 1970s. And they earned that title by winning four Super Bowls, two of which came against the Dallas Cowboys. The team I have ranked as the second best team of the 70s. And while it's true that the decade didn't start too good for the Steelers, going 5-9 in 1970 and 6-8 in 1971, they more than made up for it from 1972 to 1979. The team compiled an 88-27-1 record during the regular season in that 8-year span, and their 14-4 postseason record during that 8-year span. Coach Chuck Knoll and 10 of his players are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They are Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, John Stallworth, Lynn Swan, Mike Webster, Donnie Shell, Mel Blunt, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, and Joe Green. Now we will go to the second best team of the 1970s. That would be the Dallas Cowboys. The team appeared in five Super Bowls, more than any other team, winning two of them. They had a winning record every single year of the 1970s. They finished the decade with 105 wins and 39 losses in the regular season. They appeared in 21 postseason games, winning 14 of those games, more than any other team. They won more games, a total of 119, than any other team in the decade. Their coach Tom Landry is in the Hall of Fame, along with 12 players that played for him during the 1970s. Roger Staubach, Bob Hayes, Lance Allworth, Rayfield Wright, Drew Pearson, Mike Ditka, Tony Dorsett, Bob Lilly, Randy White, Mel Renfro, Cliff Harris, and Herb Adderley. Now we will go to the third best team of the 1970s. That would be the Miami Dolphins. In 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first team in NFL history to have a perfect season by going 17-0. But the dominance of those Miami Dolphins can't be measured by 1972 alone. When combined with the outcome of the 1973 season, the Dolphins may have had the best two-year run in NFL history. In those 2 years, Miami went a combined 32-2 and won two Super Bowls. The Dolphins outscored opponents 865-382 and had five shutouts. They are also the only team in the 1970s to appear in three straight Super Bowls. They had only one losing season during the decade. Coach Don Shula earned a place in Canton, Ohio, along with six of his players, Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka, Larry Little, Jim Langer, Paul Warfield, and Nick Bonaconti. Now for the fourth best team of the 1970s, we go to the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders finished the decade with an impressive 100 wins, 38 losses, and 6 ties in the regular season, a close second to the Cowboys. Like the Cowboys, they finished with a winning record every single year. Their postseason record wasn't quite as impressive, winning 8 of 14. But one of those wins was a Super Bowl victory. The Raiders went 16-1 that year. Besides Coach John Madden, 11 players from that team are in the Hall of Fame. Jim Otto, Ken Stabler, Fred Biletnikoff, Dave Casper, Bob Brown, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, George Blanda, Ray Guy, Willie Brown, and Ted Hendricks. The number five best team of the 1970s, the Vikings, appeared in 4 Super Bowls. They played Super Bowl IV on January 11th, 1970, so I am including that. They compiled an impressive 99 wins, 43 losses, and 2 ties. That was their record in the regular season, and their only losing season was in 1979. But they were not too successful in postseason play, finishing with 7 wins and 8 losses. Or if you include the 2 postseason games they played in January of 1970, they were 8 wins and 9 losses. They were also 0-4 in Super Bowls. Coach Bud Grant, along with 6 players from that team, have their busts in Canton, Ohio. Fran Tarkington, Mick Tinglehoff, Ron Yary, Alan Page, Carl Eller, and Paul Krause. Number 6, the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams finished with a 99-42-3 record in the regular season and reached the postseason 7 years in a row. But their postseason record was an unimpressive 6 wins and 7 losses, and they played in just 1 Super Bowl, losing that game to the Steelers on January 20th, 1980. 5 players from the 1970s Rams are enshrined in camp: Tom Mack, Jackie Slater, Jack Youngblood, Merlin Olsen, and Deacon Jones. Number 7 team is the Washington Redskins. Washington had only 1 losing season when they went 6-8 in 1970. Their regular season record was 91 wins, 52 losses, and 1 tie. Their best season was 1972, when they reached the Super Bowl, but lost to Miami 14-7. Despite an impressive regular season record, the team only appeared in 7 postseason games, losing 5 of them. Head coach George Allen is in the Hall of Fame, along with 5 players: John Riggins, Sonny Jurgensen, Charlie Taylor, Chris Hamburger, and Ken Houston. And I added one more team for good measure. Number 8, we have the Baltimore Colts. I was going to stop after the Washington Redskins since there is a big drop-off from the number 7 team to the number 8 team, but I think it's only fair to include every team that won a Super Bowl during the decade. The Colts posted a 73-70-1 regular season record. Baltimore began the decade with 4 straight postseason victories, including a Super Bowl victory over the Dallas Cowboys. But they lost their next 4 postseason games to finish the decade with an overall 77-74-1 record. 3 players from this team are in the Hall of Fame: Johnny Unitas, John Mackey, and Ted Hendricks. Okay, that concludes our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.